Well, clearly, John Bolton has seized a lot of the foreign policy decisions from Trump, or at least that's what it appears to be happening. And we know John Bolton is a neocon, that he has wanted, for example, to invade Iran for decades. He's very clear that he wants regime change in Venezuela and is willing to invade Venezuela to do that. Even Trump has joked that John Bolton, would like to start a war somewhere, which is very clear. So now, Bolton is really ratcheting up the sanctions against Venezuela, as you say, even to the point of being willing to sanction, businesses that do business with the country of Venezuela, not just with Nicolas Maduro, but with the country. So what that's going to mean, of course, is that, businesses that are currently selling medicine to Venezuela or selling food or other necessary goods may be sanctioned for doing that. I read one story that said this will actually increase the sanctions threefold against Venezuela. And we know already that over 40,000 people died in a one-year period between 2017 and 2018 due to U.S. sanctions. And the sanctions at that time were not nearly as bad as they are now. So, easily another 40,000 plus will die this year. So this is really a war. It's a war against Venezuela, a war by other means. And it's tragic. I mean, it doesn't look like the regime change is going to work. And so what's going to happen is the people of Venezuela are just going to be made to suffer. They're being punished for not overthrowing their government. That's what's really happening.